We're doing the laws of Pesach. We discussed that we clean out our houses. And technically, midoraisa, it would be enough that a person does bitul. Bitul is that a person thinks that all the chametz that's in his presence is like dirty, he has no interest in it. So technically, midoraisa would be enough that a person does bitul in his mind. But Chazal instituted that it's not enough to do bitul, one has to do both. Biur chametz, the removal of the chametz, and bitul, because Chazal said, you know, bitul is contingent on a person's kavana. And maybe this person who has thousands of dollars worth of chametz, he has a liquor shop, he'll say, yeah, all my chametz is bitul, it's hefker, I'm not interested in it. But really, in his heart, he doesn't think that. That's his business. He won't do real bitul. And then he'll be over on Bal Yeroi. He'll have chametz in his ownership over Pesach. It's still in his house, it's still in his store. Other Chashash Chasal said, you know what, a guy will leave in his house a whole shelf full of liquor, and then come Pesach, he's used to ending his meal with some liquor, he'll end up drinking it, or he'll end up eating some of it. So Chazal said it's not enough to do bitul. A person has to actually check and remove all chametz from his possession, or sell it to a non-Jew. Then we remove it from the house, or we close off the house, we make it like that part of the house belongs to the non-Jew. So the Chazal instituted that we have to do beer and bitul. We have to get rid of it totally. And then Chazal said it's not enough to do, you also need the bitul, because maybe if after you got rid of everything, maybe you'll leave over some chametz because you want to eat breakfast the next morning. And then, by mistake, you'll leave over some chametz. You'll come across it on Pesach. And when you come across it, you'll think, gee, it's nice, I still have a piece of bread, before you remember it's not yours. So Chazal said a person should do not only biur, to wipe out the chametz from his possession, and that includes selling it, but a person should also do bitul, meaning technically one or the other is enough. Chazal said bitul isn't enough to trust a person in his heart that'll do real bitul. He might end up not doing real bitul, or he might end up really eating it on Pesach. So therefore Chazal said you have to do biur, get rid of it. Get it out of your possession. Chazal said, beer isn't enough. That's why we do both. And beer isn't enough, because if you just get rid of it, you might miss something, you might leave over something. So Chazal said, do both. Aside from this, Chazal made a takana that we have to check, and we check our house as well, that we're checking basically for any chametz that we might come to eat. And Chazal said, we check with a candle, or nowadays we leave the lights on and we use a flashlight so that we could see into every corner and everywhere that there might be. And therefore Chazal said, on the night of the 14th we have to check, and if a person won't be there the night of the 14th, he checks the night beforehand, or the night before that. Whenever he leaves the location, if he's leaving his home, he checks before that. All the other halachos of Bdikas Chametz, where are you checking everything we went through, right? Okay, and we have to prepare for the bdika so that you could check well, meaning if you clean up the house and you set it up well, so then you could do a good bdika. If you don't move things, and if everything's a balagan, it takes 10 times as long. So Chazal said, prepare for the bdika, get the house ready. Chazal said, being that it's a mitzvah, the bdika's chametz, so somehow the custom, we wash our hands before the bdika. Chametz has to be roi l'achila. If you have chametz that's a deodorant or perfume or all that, no one can eat that. That's not really a chashash of leaving it over, using it on Yom Tov itself. So there's a gra that says, we say sicha, anointing oneself is kishtia, is like drinking. So he says if there's any chametz in a shampoo or cream or something like that, that's a problem. With toothpaste, there might be an issue. It's good to get kosher Pesach toothpaste, because that's something you're actually putting in your mouth. There's an issue that people don't think about of chametz on Pesach. If they go to a ball game and they're sitting at the bleachers, and the guy next to them, a non-Jew, orders a hot dog and a bun. Now, technically, everyone passes the bun till it gets to the guy who paid for it. Now, the minute it's in a person's hand, halachically, he's responsible for it. He's a shomer. He's responsible for that hot dog and bun. If he drops it and it gets dirty, he's going to have to pay for it. So, in that moment that he's passing it, he's responsible for that chametz. So, that's not proper. What a person should do is say, I'm sorry, we have a holiday now where we're not allowed to handle bread. If you don't mind, then he should walk out of the way and let the guy take it himself. He shouldn't, and he should do politely, but he shouldn't take it and pass it, because he's a shomer for those few seconds, and you're not supposed to be a shomer for chametz. You're not supposed to take responsibility during Pesach. That's an area where people sometimes don't realize that, but that can happen. We have a custom. We set out 10 pieces of bread, and we collect them as we do our bdika. The custom is that the children set it up the morning before Pesach, so we finish eating early before 3. We say Kol Chamira the night before. We say Kol Chamira again in the morning, and we finish eating the chametz. We burn whatever is left over, and then we get ready for Pesach. A person has to have his place set. A person is supposed to have his cup ready, and it's a good idea to nap so that we're ready for Pesach. Technically, the day of the 14th, the day we burn our chametz on, is called Chag HaPesach. That's the 14th when they bring the Korban Pesach. And that night becomes Chag HaMatzos. It becomes the Yom Tov, what we call Pesach, but really Chag HaPesach was the day before when they'd actually bring the Korban Pesach. Then the next 7 days are Chag HaMatzot. In preparation for Yom Tov, every person is supposed to shower and shave and take a haircut. Chazal said you're not allowed to take a haircut or shave during Chol HaMoed, and this was to ensure that people do it in preparation for Yom Tov. People are also forbidden to do laundry on Chol HaMoed, and again, Chazal forbade doing laundry on Chol HaMoed because they want us to do all our laundry before Yom Tov. We should enter Yom Tov with our clothes freshly laundered. We should enter Yom Tov dressed nicely, and if a person needs to tailor or a person needs to dry clean his clothing, so you should take care of that, because we're supposed to enter Yom Tov with our clothing set nicely. And as with every Yom Tov, we're also supposed to be happy in the Yom Tov by giving charity, giving tzedakah to the poor. On Pesach, there's an extra takana of Maos Chitim, that we help the poor, because Pesach is an exceptionally expensive Yom Tov. People sometimes search all over who to give their Maos Chitim to, and they forget their own family. In today's financial times, a person has to remember that tzedakah begins with the closest ones to the house. If a person could help his parents, his grandparents, his uncles, his aunts, his siblings, his children, whoever it is, that's a very good place to start. We have a whole series of classes on Avas Chesed, on the order of who takes precedence. But if you can't listen to the whole series, then it makes sense to start with the close family members to help them be able to fund the costs of the Yom Tov.